If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, Chuckies. Coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV in Richmond. You can check us out on 910 The Fan or on the FM side, 105.1. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Fish Cake, CB, and JP. Still to come, Kevin Sheehan's going to join us, our colleague from the Team 980. He's on from 10 to 1. He's going to jump on with us, talk to us about the Terps a little bit, give us his perspective. Somebody tweeted me, he was a big Willard Mark.
Mm.
So I don't know how he feels about Willard now, but we can talk to Sheehan about that coming up in about 15 minutes. Mike Rizzo, Nats GM, will join us at 9 o'clock. The NFL owners' meetings, they talk about rules a lot. And a couple things have been tabled. The biggest headline was the tush push. Mm-hmm. Were they going to ban the tush push? They have kicked the can down the road.
What does that tabled mean? It. They just said we'll deal with it next year, so we got another
year.
More, of
no, there's more
it.
Meetings I think in a month. May. I think May 20th and 21st, so
They'll
may revisit it then.
Well, why? Let's just deal with it now, one way or the other.
Maybe the people that really want to outlaw it, they didn't have enough. They did. You know, the
is it true? They
like on Congress. What do they call the people that keep track of votes? The whips.
Yeah,
the
they couldn't whip enough votes.
Yeah, 16 NFL teams apparently supported it, according to ESPN's Kalen Kale.
Somebody told me, is this wrong? It must be wrong. They only needed 25% support?
No, you need 24 out of 32, so 75%.
24 out of 32, okay.
So they have basically half the league is willing, according to ESPN, is willing to ban it.
So they'll vote again or try to vote again.
So you can't vote until you have the votes, and they don't have the votes.
Yeah.
I'm guessing
they're not going to get the votes in May either.
We have audio of Dan Quinn, Commander's head coach, talking about it during the meetings.
I think I spend more of my time thinking of ways to stop it, and which is fun too. But as far as like plays go, you know, that's really what you know the competition committee is for, to look into things and say which you know is better. Do we change? Do we leave things the same? And so that's for that. It's also for ideas like on kickoff, which I'm really pumped that we decided as a league to put in kickoff, you know, and I thought it gave our team a lot of energy, and I thought it is also good for the league. So I hope that trend really continues in a strong way. We've proven that we can do it safer, and that was like a number one goal. And so the fact that that was accomplished first.
So he's alluding to the change in kickoff, and I think what they did is they moved the spot. If you down the kick, it's going to be the 35. You start at the 35. So it's incentive for the kicking teams, I guess, to not kick it out of the end zone.
Right.
Mm-hmm. To kick it in the landing zone.
Make them return.
To encourage kick, to avoid touchbacks.
Right.
Because you're giving up 5 yards.
And I think they
position.
Projected, I mean, these are projected, but they projected the kick returns, which were down to like 15 to 20%, to jump to somewhere between like 55 and 60%.
And they also,
Drabby, so you should see a lot more kickoff
returns. You might know this, but they also tweaked the rule where they, the return team, how they are aligned to block, like the setup. How did they do that? So what I'm reading is they've tweaked it so the setup zone could lead to longer returns. I'm not sure exactly what that means.
I'm not really sure either.
Yeah, so they tweaked that too.
As and for the tush push, the Eagles are the team that's affected the most by it. I've said it. I actually kind of feel like they're just getting hoarded. Like, imagine if Cliff Kingsbury cooked up a play this year for Jaden Daniels that the league couldn't stop. You know, some sort of read option, and then whatever. He flips it the other side of the field, and they're the only team that can do it super successfully. The Eagles scored 27 touchdowns and had 92 first downs in the last 3 years using the tush push. Scored 11 touchdowns on it with 32 first downs during their Super Bowl run this past season. And it's like the league is saying, we can't stop it, so let's get rid of it. And Sirianni said, it's akin to this quarterback sneak.
Except for the whole pushing stuff.
Yes.
I wish they would do... like,
but they're not getting the votes, so maybe these teams that aren't voting or are voting against it still think it's, you know, they can use it and it's beneficial to them too.
I guess.
I mean, it's beneficial to Buffalo.
I would guess all of the NFC East teams that are facing it twice a year maybe are voting them. Against it.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't realize this until Dan said that in the interview, was that he has to devote a lot of time and resources on how to stop this one play. You only have so many hours in a week to prepare for a team.
Right.
And if you're devoting a lot of your man hours to stop one play, that's a huge advantage for the Eagles.
He hasn't seen the video that you put out on how to stop the tush.
Yeah, it's, you know, invite me to Ashburn. I'll show exactly how to stop it.
You could be a Commander's consultant.
I could be.
You get down on your back.
Yes.
In leg press position.
Leg press position.
And you push.
Yeah.
With your
you push back.
With your cleats.
They're doing a tush push, and you're pushing
it's
back.
It's very unorthodox, but I don't hate it.
Hey, it's Frankie leverage. Luvu all did, leverage.
Frankie Luvu was doing the missile theory. Just that's launch right. yourself like a missile. Problem is he didn't time it right.
So they also changed the overtime rules as a... you know,
what is it to, now?
Well, it's like it is in the postseason where each team gets a possession. So if the first team scores a touchdown, the game would be over.
That's
in
gone
in the regular season.
Yeah.
It's gone. So the regular season is now like the postseason.
So everyone's going to get at least a chance to touch it once.
Correct.
I mean, I guess I like that.
That seems fair.
I guess. But the idea was to kind of...
because if you go down in the regular season before, if you went down and kicked a field goal, well, the other team also had a chance to...
but they were trying to reward defense. Like, you actually made a decent stop.
Yeah.
Then, you know.
Yeah, but, you know, it's fair that both teams get an opportunity.
If they just completely then they shoved it on you, they deserve the dub. I guess not anymore.
Because you're at the mercy of the coin flip.
Well, not if you play great defense, though.
Oh, I know. But if you could play great defense, what if it's a fluke? You know, what's a fluky play and they score a touchdown? I think it's good that they are giving both teams an opportunity to score. And then the other thing that they did was, they have the replay assist. So replay will now be involved in some of these calls, these objective calls from refs, like face masks, like running into the kicker, running into the punter, horse collar. All of that was an objective call from the referees. Well, now they can go to replay to see if he actually did grab the horse collar.
Hip drop tackle, is that going to be in the mix too?
I think that's only great.
Hip drop, I don't know. But maybe.
But that's only if a flag is thrown.
Flag has to be thrown, yeah.
So yes, like, yes. Yeah. So like you catch a ball and someone blatantly grabs your face mask, no flag's thrown, you can't replay assist. And
so what it could end up happening is the guys are just flag happy. And they're just like, if they don't know, they're just going to throw the flag and let the replay official worry about it. That could
see, the problem with that, like, I remember, I think it was a Vikings game late in the season where Sam Darnold got face masked, like a vicious face mask. There was no flag thrown, and it wasn't called.
Right.
So in this case.
Same thing. You'd have the same thing.
Was that the one in the end zone?
I think it was in the end zone.
Yeah.
So in this case, you still wouldn't be able to go back and rectify that
correct.
Because no flag was thrown?
If there's no flag, yes.
I don't like that.
What about this scenario? What about a quarterback scrambles out of the pocket is still in bounds and gets hit, but a flag is thrown, but he was still in bounds. Could you review that both feet of the quarterback were in play when contact was made from the defender?
I mean, if it's a subjective call, I guess you could, if that's what they're looking to do with the replay assist.
I think one thing you're going to like is the chain gang is now just the backup. They're
right,
going to spotting the ball.
The Hawkeye technology.
Yes.
And explain what the Hawkeye technology is. That actually like a chip in the ball? Do we know
exactly what that entails? The only issue with that is it just says here the
method for measuring first downs will switch from chain gangs to camera-based technology.
Right.
The traditional chain crew will remain on the sidelines in a secondary capacity.
But what the Hawkeye technology doesn't do is spot the ball. Spotting the ball is still a big deal. Because you can have all of the Hawkeye technology. It's still a human that's spotting the ball.
It's true.
So that's still something.
But they can review it, though.
I mean, I guess, but there's still going to be potential for human error with the ball spot. The Hawkeye technology does not completely fix that problem.
All right.
Yes.
So I'm not sure if I'm following then.
The chain gang just measures from wherever it was spotted.
I understand the chain gang. That's irrelevant to me now.
Yeah.
Explain to me.
The referee's got to go in and if somebody gets tackled, and
the ref's got to go spot it.
Remember,
but why can't they
remember the controversial spot?
I'm just reading something from Frank.
Remember the controversial spot in the Bills game?
Yes.
One of the referees, like on one side of the field, came in and it looked like it was a first down, and the other guy was like a yard shorter.
Understood. Why does the Hawkeye technology not clear that up?
This is from Frank Schwab from Yahoo Sports. Mm-hmm. He says, feel the need to say this again. This does not solve anything we complain about. It practically never happens that the chain gang incorrectly measures whether it's a first down or not. It's the spot of the ball that's the concern.
So we're talking about
when the play is done, like when the play is over, like where does the ref run in and spot the ball?
I understand that.
I don't think that the Hawkeye technology
has nothing to do with that.
I don't think it completely solves that issue.
I've never had an issue with the chain gang guy malfunctioning on pulling the chain to the 10 yards.
They want to speed it up, apparently.
They're only using
They want to speed it up so that you don't have these old guys out there for 2 minutes.
You'll hardly ever see it.
Yes.
They're only using it to measure the first down, the 1 inch or the 2 inch, to see if it's a first round instead of having the donks run out on the field.
Well, they should have.
In tennis with the Hawkeye, it's got all these high speed cameras up above, so they're shooting down at the field, and they can tell from a mile away if that's a first down or not. If it's fine.
Yeah, but why aren't they using that to help with the spot too?
Because I think a lot of spot might be partial judgment. A lot of times, I don't know.
Maybe eventually, if it's like forward progress, for example.
It's
going to be judgment by somebody.
Yeah, then it's not.
The camera's not going to know.
Then it's not going to help anything.
When the knee goes down,
no, it's still an issue.
It's not going to help anything.
You're going to see ref spot balls, and you're going to be like, "What is that guy doing? Yeah. He's spotting it either yard forward or yard back where it should be."
Yeah, that's going to happen. But they'll have the cameras. They'll have six big cameras overlooking the field. Maybe eventually they will use that, the Hawkeye, for all of those calls, but. This year, they're not going to use it for the spot.
But I like the kickoff rule. Of all the rules, I don't love watching the tush push. I feel like it's a wimpy way out by these teams. Learn to stop it. But of all the rules, I like that they're going to make.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I think it's harder to just kick the ball out of bounds. Unless you're a defense that just says, okay, go ahead, start at the 35,
right,
which I don't think many coaches are going to want teams to start at the 35. I mean, two first downs are in field goal range.
Yeah, coaches are not going to want that.
So I like that we're going to see more kickoff returns.
I like kickoff returns. I didn't think it was a big issue
become,
at this point.
They've become pretty much neutralized over the last 10 or 15
now
years.
Now they're still doing kind of that XFL bit where the guys line up.
That's fine.
In a different spot.
You know what? It took me half of a season to get used to it. Yeah. Now it looks normal to me.
What I hate is they ruined onside kicks. I get sites for onside kicks. The possibility, I think they've ruined it.
Yeah, but those only, I mean, even at their height.
Why? Because they've got to let the team know that they're doing it.
Got to let them know. There's no surprise element.
Right, isn't there a fourth quarter element to it, too?
I used to like how you could actually even do it a couple times, and they wouldn't hold it against you. I don't know. They just made it so hard now.
Didn't they originally change the kickoff rules because they didn't want as many returns because guys were getting hurt? So they were trying to cut down on injuries?
Yes.
For the returners?
Yes. But now they figured out a way that they can make the collisions not quite as violent.
So now they're saying, okay, we want returns back.
Yes, but
essentially.
But not as violent.
They want more action and more scoring.
To Austin Eckler.
Huh?
Yeah, I know. Eckler got pummeled, twice?
I've never seen a guy hit so hard.
He got pwned.
Yeah. So I don't know what the number of injuries were on returns, but now it looks like you're going to get more injuries on returns now if teams are forced to kick it inside the landing spot.
Mm-hmm. It's a violent game.
It is, I know.
800-636-1067 is the number if you want to chime in. You can also text us on the Lido Pizza text line. Coming up next, we're going to get back to what the University of Maryland did. They hired a new head basketball coach. His name is Buzz Williams. He's replacing Kevin Willard. Kevin Sheehan, huge Terps fan, our colleague on the Team 980 from 10 to 1. He'll join us next. Here on the Junkies.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know, I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.